This is NPR Illinois. I'm Michelle Ockles. Opening arguments will begin Wednesday morning in the murder trial of former Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy. A jury was chosen on Monday in the trial of Sean Grayson, who is accused of shooting and killing Sonia Massey. She had called officers to her home in July of last year to report a prowler. Massey had been experiencing a mental health crisis, according to her family. Body camera footage of the shooting will be a key part of the prosecution's case. Grayson shot Massey as she was held a pot, as she held a pot of boiling water in her kitchen. The deputy was in an adjacent room as he yelled at the woman to put the water down. Grayson's attorney will argue he felt threatened by Massey. The case will be heard in Peoria due to pretrial publicity. A large contingent of protesters in support of Massey outside the courthouse on Monday. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is sounding the alarm on a looming deadline. Nearly 2 million residents stand to lose federal food assistance on November 1st if the federal government remains shut down. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it will not fund SNAP, and the Illinois Department of Human Services says the state does not have the money to backfill the program. Pritzker says he hopes the government will reopen before next month.
We're looking at ways that we might be able to at least augment what they're not going to get. So on top of zero, we're going to try to do something and, of course, make sure that they know how they can feed their families during this difficult time.
According to Pritzker's administration, 45% of Illinois households that rely on SNAP have children. The state has a new $300 million veterans home in Quincy after Legionnaires' outbreaks killed more than a dozen residents. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The new state-run home can accommodate more than 460 residents. Governor J.B. Pritzker was at the ribbon cutting.
This campus has weathered challenges and undergone numerous improvements to ensure veterans receive the respect and the support that they've earned.
Pritzker did not mention any of the Legionnaires' victims, publicized in extensive reporting by WBEZ that led to changes in state law. In 2018, Pritzker made it a potent campaign issue to unseat Republican Governor Bruce Rauner, whose administration initially downplayed the crisis. The victims' families sued the state and received more than $6 million. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Stacey Davis Gates was elected president this weekend of the Illinois Federation of Teachers. She'll continue to lead the Chicago Teachers Union. Davis Gates says having the 100,000 members of the statewide union behind her will help as the IFT advocates for more funding for schools and colleges, as well as fixes to their pension systems. The Illinois Federation of Teachers also trains and supports members as they negotiate contracts. Some have questioned how Davis Gates and the CTU's tactics will play in the suburbs or downstate. A chase through Springfield ended Saturday along Jefferson Street when the suspect's vehicle was disabled. Springfield police say a robbery of the Clock Tower Community Bank occurred just before noon on Sangamon Avenue. Three people fled the scene with thousands of dollars. Police later located a vehicle matching a witness description. Two of the occupants exited the vehicle near Passfield and Monroe Streets. Police say the car, driven by 33-year-old Winston Douglas of LaSalle, continued on before being apprehended. Douglas was arrested for both the Saturday robbery and the holdup of the U.S. Bank on North Grand back on October 9th. 35-year-old Jacob Ortiz Wilson and 32-year-old Shayus Keys, both from Danville, also face charges. This is NPR Illinois.